And Kathy Dawes again, along with Chad Joyce and Dr. Jamie McAtee with Orthopedic Sports Medicine Center, and some good information they're providing for us, some new things, brand new things. In fact, when we were talking about Daria a moment ago, you just mentioned to me, Dr. McAtee, we're talking about mid-January. This will be in place, it sounds like.
Yeah, January 15th, we're due to be up and operational. We're extremely excited about the DARI, and it's a technology it was actually developed by some folks in Kansas City, and they have kind of fine-tuned it after they developed it over the last couple of years, and have really started to help people understand what it provides. So they're in a number of different universities settings with their sports programs. They're in a number of NFL team programs that they brought in, and it's this motion, or it's this markerless motion evaluation system. So it's you stand in the middle of a room with 9 cameras, and they take you through a series of registration movements where the cameras pick up your body, and then they take you through about a 4-minute movement analysis. They have you lunge forward, they have you step up, they have you step down, different movements like that. And what it tells us is, does the ankle joint move in conjunction with the knee joint, move in conjunction with the hip joint correctly, or the back, and are you activating the muscles in a correct fashion? So what our goal is, say for our total joint patients, is to put them through a pre-operative motion analysis, replace their joint, and then show them how that there's significant improvement in that. We also think that there's some areas where we could use it in sports injury prevention. So kids who are in high school or college, and they come in and they just want to see, okay, where am I at? What can I do to raise my level of performance, and have an analysis done, and we can show them, well, when you go to jump, your center of gravity is just a little bit forward, so you need to activate your glutes a little bit. And so when you're working on jumping, we can fine-tune that training and say, do this, and maybe we can see an increase in your vertical leap, or in the power that you have when you go to push off to run. So those are two of the areas. They're actually going into the market now with workplace injuries, and looking at what can we do to minimize a work-related injury by changing the kinematics or the movement of that person's extremities, or whether it's upper extremity or lower extremity, to minimize a workplace injury. So a lot of different applicable areas that this can be used in recovery and injury prevention.
How interesting, because I would never have thought about the prevention aspect, but it makes sense. It almost reminds me, it's almost sci-fi-ish, though, what we can do now. It's just fascinating to me that we're able to do all these things and figure all this out.
Yeah, when they're going through the testing on the computer screen, you see the body that's picked up by the cameras moving. They generate millions of data points. And then the computer is a really high-speed, high-tech computer that analyzes that very quickly, and then will print out a report and say, they're not. There's a hamstring problem, or there's a calf problem, or there's a quadricep, which is a thigh muscle problem. They have even shown a story where they went in and evaluated a person and said, we don't really know what this means, but there's something going on with their ankle. And that person actually ruptured their Achilles tendon 2 weeks later. And so they think that they can pick up some analysis very early on that could maybe prevent those types of injuries down the road.
Now, Chad, what is your role in all of this? I mean, obviously, if we could prevent, I don't know if there's a way you can help as a physical therapist in prevention of some of these things once you know what's going on in there.
Right. Well, the DARI system is going to be housed within our physical therapy department. So that's my immediate role over it. My staff will be trained to operate and perform the analysis. It's primarily physical therapists. Our physical therapist assistants may also perform the analysis. We'll combine that data with our physical examinations and our history. So it's a piece of the puzzle. And, it really speaks to sort of the team approach. We work closely with the surgeons at OSMC, and they work with the trainers at K-State, and within the community and region and the high schools, and And we do that same thing as physical therapists. We work closely with the doctors. And so to more directly answer your question about, you know, injury prevention with it, it provides another opportunity for us to really approach this community as a team where we will work with athletes and them and their parents or their personal trainers or their coaches, youth teams, school teams. And if we are looking at it from an injury prevention standpoint, and the data analysis shows us those markers, then we would, as physical therapists, do a biomechanical evaluation and combine that, and then we would establish a plan of care, whether it's, you know, certain exercises or training, work with strength coaches or whoever we need to kind of develop that athlete in a way that would give them the best opportunity to prevent an injury.
As you were talking just now, I'm curious, does this involve quite a bit more training for your folks or to learn a system like this?
Really, I mean, it's when you look at the printouts and the data analysis, it helps you determine things that you could maybe pick up on your own physical examination, but it does it in a different way. And so it's just a very helpful tool combined with our physical exam. So it's definitely going to help us.
That really does sound fascinating. And, you know, as you were talking, too, and it brought back, bringing me back to our listener that called in a little bit ago, and he raved about your customer service. And I don't know if you want to address that a bit more, too, because it sounds like you do a lot of follow-up work, Chad, and obviously Dr. McAtee can join in, too.
Yeah, certainly from my perspective, I mean, our physical therapy department, and Dr. McAtee can speak more broadly about the company as a whole, but we really do desire to offer a unique customer service experience, a unique caring experience. So I believe strongly we have the most skilled and well-trained and knowledgeable physical therapists working in that department. They're highly skilled. I have an individual that's specifically trained in dry needling, another that loves to do neurological and concussion-type injuries and amputee care, and I have another therapist that really enjoys working on pediatric injuries. And so there's some special areas of interest, and they target those, but they're all just generally really good orthopedic and sports medicine therapists. So that's just the technical part. We really want people to come in and feel cared for and really just kind of loved. I the caller used, you know, the term blessed, and I really do feel I'm blessed with a great staff, and we want our patients to feel that way when they come in there.
Well, I also appreciate just now in a few words you went over the gamut of all the different things you deal with, concussions, pediatric. I mean, there's really a lot of different things that you do there at Orthopedic Sports and Sports Medicine Center. And I know, Dr. McAtee, as we look at some of those things, I don't know, what are some of the more common things that you deal with, though? I know every patient is different, as Chad just mentioned, but what are some of the more common things that you deal with?
Well, you know, our population is very active, whether they're in sports in a high school or whether they're training for a 10K and, you know, they're middle-aged folks like myself or whether they're senior citizens and they just want to stay active and keep moving. And so I espouse the philosophy, you got to keep moving to keep moving. And so, you know, naturally, we want to slow down as we age, and if we don't try to push the movement side of things, we're going to slow down a little bit quicker. But it's just, you know, we're an active population, so we take care of a lot of arthritic joints. We take care of a lot of sports related or activity related injuries. Some of them are just overuse, and some of them are just, you know, too many birthdays.
Well, we are already out of time. I don't know where it went. I was going to give you each a chance to say something extra, but I guess we are out of time. But I know I've learned a lot. I'm sure our listeners have too. And again, we've had Dr. Jamie McAtee, also physical therapist and physical therapy manager, Chad Joyce with Orthopedic Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan. You've been listening to In Focus.
Thank you much, Kathy. Tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, Tuesday morning edition, our guests include Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris. Clark Howard is next, followed by The Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, And then Wildcat Insider today is The Game with John Kurtz. We'll be joined by the voice of the Cats, Wyatt Thompson.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kaifin. President Trump says he feels very badly for